Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2009 Do It With Drupal Seminar. This year's event takes place December 9th, 10th, and 11th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers, and hear from experts in emerging technologies and the social web. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Emma Jane Hogben, and I co-wrote Front End Drupal with Constantine Kafer. And I run a consulting firm called Hick Tech, which is up in Canada and specializes in the deployment of microbusiness websites using Drupal.
Okay. So maybe talk about your experience in terms of like trying to explain the theming system in Drupal and like and how people have been receiving the book.
The book has been very well received. We've been incredibly lucky in that Lullabot put out their book with just enough time for us to realize that we needed to fill a different market than what we'd originally anticipated. So we were able to make a shift to theming. September or October of last year, I think, is when you guys actually released the table of contents for your book. We were like, whoa, this is very, very similar. So we took a look around and realized there wasn't a strong theming book. And that was certainly one of the areas that I spend a lot of time in because I'm deploying microsites. Most of my time is spent doing very simple theming. And there wasn't really any good bite-sized resources. I mean, the theming guide on D.O is amazing, but it's a little bit overwhelming. So it was nice to have a chance to put together from start to finish what we thought would make sense to themers in terms of the things that you needed to know as opposed to everything that was possible.
So maybe you could just give a sort of a brief overview. You're talking here about, you know, an introduction to the theming here at DrupalCon. Maybe you could give an overview in terms of like what types of things are you going to be covering.
The presentation that I'm doing here is called Functional FIPS, and it's actually going to be, again, going back to the Hick Tech theme, using square dancing as an analogy for PHP. So we're going to take a look in the session. We're going to take a look at the very, very basics of PHP in terms of what is a variable, what is a function, how does that fit in with the theming system, and the analogies that I'll be giving are in square dancing, everyone is assigned a position, but you can put anyone into that position. You can change your costumes, but pairs tend to be dressed alike. So we'll be playing on that a lot.
Wow.
It's crazy in a 9 a.m. session. So
Did you use a lot of these types of metaphors in your book? Maybe you could talk about how does that translate into actual Drupal speak?
So in my experience, a really good metaphor or analogy or visual image can make Drupal a lot more accessible. The book doesn't use square dancing specifically, but it talks about blocks and regions as being a parking lot, and you can only put your car in one place at a time. So that's a really good analogy for blocks and regions because you can only have a block in one region at a time. Those little tie-ins to the real world, I find really make a lot of sense of Drupal instead of trying to explain the Drupal way of doing things. Or, I mean, you have to know how it works, but if you're coming in with a better image, it takes less imagination and thinking space to fit it all together.
And so obviously when you started theming, you didn't have your book to go off of as a learning resource. So maybe you could talk about your learning process and maybe some of your aha moments and your course of learning how to theme in Drupal.
I've been incredibly lucky. I've been doing Drupal things. I first downloaded the code base in 2002 or 2003, I think. So I've been around for a while, and I've done everything from blunt force, just sort of copy and paste, trial and error, to gradually understanding more of what happens behind the scenes. And I think that, well, it's like any kind of web development. The earlier you start, the easier it is to grow with a system. And certainly from sort of Drupal 4.6 and 4.7 were when I really got involved sort of in terms of using Drupal as my primary platform to Drupal 5, Drupal 6. I don't want to say that we got lucky, but the improvements that were made to the theming system between D5 and D6 have been absolutely outstanding. And views and panels, and there's been so much work that's happened that it makes us, and it makes our book look a lot smarter, because people have always assumed that theming is really hard, because it has been really, really hard in the past, and it's gotten a lot easier, and it's getting easier again with D7. So, I mean, not to downplay it, but we got really lucky. So, and I mean, my aha moments were when, like, working with the template files and seeing how those bits and pieces fit together, the base themes, and seeing how inheritance works, and those kinds of things have been easier hooks into how then sort of like, oh, okay, I understand how inheritance works now. And so understanding that things sort of cascade through the system in terms of, you know, the theming system happens last and I can change whatever happens, and how those pieces all fit together. I don't know that there's been any sort of massive moments though where I've suddenly understood how everything worked.
I know that seeing the theme developer tool has been pretty helpful just in the process of us doing the Lilibot theming videos, just in terms of just being able to understand and explain what's actually happening behind the scenes.
The themer module has been super neat, but for me it's still a little bit magic. Sort of like there's this thing that's telling me what's happening, and I sort of believe it because I know that it's right. On the one hand, on the other hand, I'm still one of those like going into a template file and like changing something to say hello and going, oh, look, it says hello in the place where I thought it would. So certainly there's tools now that help a lot, but they can also, they can sometimes confuse things. I mean, the themer tool, when it's turned on, I mean, it kind of adds extra spaces and it kind of breaks your layout a bit. So it can be, sometimes it's too much tool.
So you've also been very involved with different distributed sort of repository systems. I know you're a pretty big evangelist for, is it Buzzer or Bazaar?
Bazaar.
And so maybe you could talk about some of the talks you've given and sort of comparing Bazaar versus Git.
Yeah, good old version control. There's nothing like a good version control fight. That's what I've come to realize. I mean, it's better than any content management system fight, and far more esoteric, and people are way more passionate about it. But the other thing that I've realized is that with the version control systems, people ultimately, they're very passionate about the system that they like, but they don't really care which one you're using. They're just very excited you're using version control, full stop. I have been using Bazaar mostly because of my involvement with the Ubuntu project, and that's how that's the same parent company, Canonical, and the Bazaar and Git smackdown that Selena and I did at Open Source Bridge was, we really showed that for most people, it really doesn't matter what version control system you pick. It does matter when you look at a bigger project like Drupal, but in my experience, the support community is more important than the code base. There are workarounds, regardless of which version control system you pick, for just about any problem that you face with a version control system, as long as it's not CVS, right? So whether it's Git or Mercurial, Bazaar, BitKeeper was one of the commercial ones, I guess. Like, there's lots of different options out there. But I've never hopped into the Git IRC channel, mostly because the idea of hopping into a channel for a version control system that was developed for kernel development kind of scares me a little bit. And the Bazaar guys are just really, really nice. And they've never told me to go and read the manual. They've never told me to go and do more research or Google anything. The only thing that I've ever been asked or voluntold into doing is once I understand how something works, they tell me to go and update the documentation, which is not a bad thing to be asked.
And so maybe you could just, you know, give some sort of metaphor in terms of, like, you know, CVS is what Drupal uses for a community, and SVN is also a lot of times what people use for a team. Is Bazaar something that's more meant for individuals, or what is sort of your workflow for how you are using it?
Yeah. I have a couple of different ways that I use Bazaar. One is centralized model, which is the same as Subversion or CVS, and the changes that I do locally, I push up to a central repository where they get accepted or denied by a gatekeeper is the term that we use, and then get put into the centralized branch. But I also use it as a personal version control system. So the changes that I make on my laptop, I then use a plugin called Upload, which acts as an FTP client, essentially. So once I've made the change locally, then I use Bazaar Upload, and it FTPs only the files that I've changed. So it's kind of a smart FTP in that sense. I don't have to pick the things that I want to upload, and dumps them on the server. So it uses different kinds of workflows that are not available using only a centralized model. And there's not as many hosting options available. So for people who are using Subversion and, is it Track? Anyways, one of the hosted, those, there's not as many options like that. Git does have more options in terms of hosting, but ultimately, with a distributed version control system, all you really need is that .bzr folder somewhere on a server. So it's a lot easier to set up than a centralized model.
So maybe, you know, as the themers are out there, they're sort of working along and changing files and uploading them maybe through FTP. What is a good resources that they could go into if they wanted to start getting into more sophisticated version control? Where should they go, and how can they get sort of started into doing something a little more, you know, sophisticated?
Yay, sophisticated version control. I'm actually in the process right now of helping the Bazaar team redesign their website. So if you go to bazaar-vcs-versioncontrolsystem.org, we're launching... Bazaar is launching their 2.0 release on hopefully September 24th, and the new website will go along with it. And that has the official documentation, a wiki where people can contribute their own workflow models, so to sort of explain how their office is set up, and then also sort of the main website, which launches into the two different documentation projects. And there's, you know, there's a 5-minute starter guide. I've put up a couple of tutorials for people who are smaller dev shops or essentially working as individual freelancers, that kind of thing. And if you're an IRC junkie, absolutely hop into the Pound Bazaar channel on Freenode, which is the same system that Drupal.org or Drupal uses rather for IRC communications. And they're super, super friendly, and there's a mailing list as well. So lots of places to get help.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.